While ministering in South Dakota, a member shared an interesting story with me. You see, soon after our arrival, I had asked the question, which local bank would be the best to use? And he quickly gave me the name of a bank in a neighboring town. And I was surprised by the man's quick, certain answer, so I asked why. You see, he began, my father was a hard-working farmer. He had invested his entire life into his farm and livestock, and any extra money would go into his savings account. But then came the crash of 1929. Banks closed all over the countryside. One banker nearby packed his suitcase full of cash and skipped the country. Another filed bankruptcy. But you see, that banker in Wabe, South Dakota, took all of his own money and made sure that every one of his customers had enough to get by until sanity returned. He put everything he had into his customers' lives first. I will never stop doing business with that bank. I was astonished. What sacrifice and dedication that banker showed to his customers, and what gratitude the people felt for that banker's selfless service. To vow allegiance to a bank that had shown such community commitment, especially, I found out later, since the bank had been sold out of the banker's family decades before. 1 Peter chapter 2 tells us, act as free men and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as bondslaves of God, honoring all people, love for the brethren, fear God, honor the king. Today, we are so blessed by God, but what is our attitude towards benefiting others with the excess of our blessings? That banker understood that his wealth was due to the community's business. He felt it was his responsibility to return the favor when the crisis came. Is there someone who has helped you in the past who needs help today? Or is there someone who can benefit from God's abundant blessings to you?